Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I got to tease my daughter. Yeah, I keep telling her we got to go out and practice, and then we never do. We never do. And she needs the practice.
Well, of course you
is
do.
Is Tony there?
Yeah, he's here.
Tony Guerrero, Deputy Commissioner at the DMV. Tony, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. It's Teen Safe Driving Week. The safest way to deal with a teen driving is to not let them drive.
That's right.
can you guys hear me pretty good?
Yeah, we're all right.
No, you're like crazy. No, you're fine.
Okay.
We're not on our cell phone.
No, I'm not on a cell phone.
All right. No, you got a landline?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm on a landline here. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like I hear Brian breaking up over there a little bit. But what a beautiful day. So what can I help you guys?
Oh, you didn't hear the question.
No, I did not hear it. I'm sorry, Brian.
It's Teen Safe Driving Week, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I said the safest way to deal with a teen driving is not let them drive.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, again, it's getting your license is an exciting time for a teen. As we all know, we've all been there, Brian.
Yep.
Some of us, you know, can still remember it, and some of us can't. And I won't pick on Ray over there.
No.
My friend Ray. But again, it is an exciting time. But, you know, again, way back, I would say almost, in 2007 it was, guys, where we saw a historic amount of accidents, fatalities, and listening to the parents coming up to testify during when these laws were being passed was heart-wrenching, guys. It really was. Just as a parent, just having a state trooper or a police officer knock on your door at midnight or 1 a.m. to tell you that you lost your son or your daughter in a motor vehicle accident. I'm telling you, it was probably one of the most difficult times in my time as a legislator listening to those testimonies. It really was. And that's why we did what we did. We passed one of the strictest laws in the United States, and a lot of other states started to follow us because we knew when we did this, that we saw drastic reduction in accidents and fatalities, and we're one of the leading states right now in the United States.
So the fact is, essentially, as I recall, it's now kind of graduated. So, you know, you get different levels of freedom as time goes on when you're driving. So, you know, first of all, you can't drive after a certain time or only if you're going to work. But what are some of the conditions you've put in?
Yeah, a lot of the conditions, Ray, were, as you probably remember, was like if a 16-year-old gets his permit, can't have anybody besides the permittee in the vehicle with them for 6 months. After the next 6 months, it can only be a family member or a guardian. They can't drive after 11 o'clock. They cannot, obviously, use any distractions, not even a handheld phone to be in the vehicle or whatever, you know, under seat, whatever it may be.
But is it up to the parent to enforce that? Because, I mean, are police pulling people over and checking? Because I don't think they are.
You know, Brian, I think, you know, that's a good point because that came up quite a bit. You know, how are the police going to enforce this? But, you know, believe it or not, it's working. We've seen the numbers. And I think parents want to do this. They're enforcing it. Listen, guys, as we know, I mean, today I'm coming into work, and you're on the Celestine Highway here, and I could see people on their phones looking down as they're driving.
I harass them. I pull even with people, and I do the two fingers on my eyes.
What?
And the two fingers on their eyes. Yeah, I harass. I'm like,
oh, you're a Karen.
Yeah,
I know it's not even a can. I'm just like, that's one thing for me. It's like you can't do it.
No, it's true, and it's amazing how far you can go with just 2-3 seconds of distraction.
But again, gentlemen, all it takes is a second to change the course of someone's life.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all it takes. And as many, even if you drop something on a floor mat and you try to pick it up and you think you can do it without looking at the road, next thing you know, there's a car right in front of you.
Right, exactly.
You know, and I think parents are seeing that, and I think they're telling their kids. Do you know what I'm saying? And that is what it's all about. It's up to a lot of parents, all right, to instill these laws, to talk to them at the dinner table, to say that this vehicle is a weapon, all right? Yes, it gets you to point A to point B, but if not used right, it can kill someone or kill you. And you have to have those real conversations.
Tony, are we doing... is collectively the state. Are there like driving classes? I mean, in other words, what you've just told us, I mean, maybe it's important that somebody of that age hears it.
Oh, they do. And that's a great point, right? Because we even do a teen driving contest where a lot of the high schools, we go out, the Travelers has been great with us. They work with us in regards to having contests, who has the best commercial, and we use those in the driving schools.
Good.
You know, and it's high school students, guys. That's what it is. It's high school students, you know, whether they're playing soccer or football or they're cheerleading or playing musical instruments. They talk about scenarios like would you not wear a helmet on a football field knowing that you're going to hit somebody? No, you would use your helmet. That was one of the commercials that we saw. And you know, again, even in the soccer scenario. It's just different ways how to get to those students and make them understand. And the best part is students are talking to other students. Yeah, and that's one of the best things that we can see out there right now.
Hey, I want to ask you, are fewer teenagers getting their licenses?
You know, there was a point, Brian, I would say probably about 2 or 3 years ago, that we saw a little bit of a decline because, you know, it's a different demographics, I would say.
Yeah, they don't like it. It takes a lot to do. It takes responsibility. A lot of these kids don't want to take it on.
Yeah, and to your point, Brian, I think, you know, when you and I or Ray, I could not wait to get my driver's license.
I was itching
at 15 years old. Right. Today, because of the technology, laptops, cell phones, Uber, they don't want to be bothered, I think. You know what I mean? They really don't. And I think they'd rather be a passenger than a driver. And we saw a little bit of a shift with some of the numbers back, but I think you're starting to see it now because of COVID. I think people have been so isolated that now they can't wait to be on the road again and start driving.
Yeah. You know, and just final question, with all that's been done, you know, the requirements, they're more stringent. Have you then seen actually numerically, quantitatively a drop in the number of teen accidents and fatalities, God forbid.
Oh, yeah, we did, Ray. When this came out, when we passed this legislation years ago, I'm telling you, we were the leader in the United States, and other states started following us. Now, with that said, we have to keep on this, all right? Because we can't lose sight of what it does.
Yeah.
And I don't want people to think like, okay, we're out of the clear now. People get it.
Right.
Let's reduce or let's let the laws slide a little bit.
Okay.
No, we have to keep them in place. And also we may have to look at some other things too later on down the road here. Because again, I got to be honest with you, even with these GPS systems, they're very distracting to me.
Oh, absolutely.
I find them because the other day I was heading to Massachusetts and they changed the road signs, but my GPS didn't keep up
with the change
of the exit signs. And I'm like, what do you mean I'm going over here? I'm supposed to take exit 50, but it's saying exit 2.
Oh,
you know what I mean? And that's what you're looking at your GPS system, and you're trying to figure this all out.
Right.
And, you know, again, we have to be cognizant that technology is going to change. These cars are changing, as we know, right? They're a lot faster than they used to be. There's a lot more things in these vehicles.
Okay.
It's almost like you have to take a course how to learn how to use these cars.
There's still things I don't know how they work. Hey, Tony Guerrero, thanks for being on. Don't forget, it's Safe Driving Week for teens and everybody, really. Thanks for being on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.